We're on here. So good morning once again, and thank you for being a part of this particular conference call where we're addressing clearing of the chakras, especially of chakras 1, 2, and 3. So I just want to give you a little background information that will support my particular approach to the chakras first, and then we'll actually get into working with each one of those things. First of all, I kind of function on a particular model of how we have a tendency and have been trained and enculturated and familiarized with the process of holding on to frequencies and energies. In other words, growing up in a culture where we're not really allowed and supported to speak what our truth is and to actually give sound to those moments that happen to us, we have a tendency to hold on to things and they get stored within the body. Now, the body wisdom has a tendency to compartmentalize, where it keeps particular issues in particular places, and they happen to align, in my experience, with each of the chakras. So as we look at the issues that tend to represent each particular chakra, we'll see that certain unexpressed experiences that we've had have a tendency to energetically get put there, awaiting the opportunity to cleanse. See, originally we were designed to be in a cleansing process that is really like a stimulus response. We have an event, we work the energy and move it by expressing, and then it's a clean slate again. Unfortunately, that particular programming that we had in the beginning and the divine blueprint that we are was interrupted along the way by families that were uncomfortable with people talking, families that were uncomfortable perhaps with hearing the truth, particular cultural situations, on and on and on and on. We began to learn that it was not okay to express, not okay to share what was truth for the truth of our being in that moment. And so we shut down this natural order of cleansing that occurred. And so what we're dealing with is physical and energetic bodies that are impacted by all of this debris. And it begins to be toxic debris because what it does is it pulls down our true vibration. It pulls down the true frequency and it lowers the vibration, even pulls the frequency down so we are not actually, if you will, purring at the frequency that we are designed to purr at. Now, when frequencies begin to slow down, they begin to solidify. They begin to turn into physical. And so the knockings of the wisdom of the body, the attempts to get contact so that these things can be released, often are unheeded. We have a medical model that basically medicates in this culture. And so when we start to feel an ache or a pain or something out of what we call the normal, we reach for something to take care of it. And what that does is it shuts down the body's attempt to get our attention to release this old energy that is actually creating some energetic harm. So the more we do that, the more the body wants to call out louder. And so you start to develop conditions in the physical level that are some of the great and classic heart disease, cancers, and whatnot that basically result, in my opinion, and my experience of my own elements that I've gone through, that are a result of the frequencies being lowered and stored and stored and stored. So working with the chakras in this particular way is a way to begin to cleanse and clarify and to clear those and bring them back up to their resonant frequency of health. Fortunately, in these times, we are being supported, in my opinion and experience, on many levels from dimensional sources and energies from outside of our physical experience that are supporting us to clear and cleanse. And this whole movement in 2012 that started in 1987 and now moving to 2012 is a 25-year cycle where a lot of energy is poured in to cleanse and clear frequencies that no longer are really working for us as a species. So regardless of what you feel about that or what do you think and whether you resonate with the idea that we have this extraterrestrial help in a sense, the truth is that the energy is much faster right now. People are feeling it. Things are happening much more quickly. And there's an intensity that is being shown through not only our personal lives, but the changes that are occurring all over culture and all over the world. So it's a very ripe time for us to return to our place of clarity and return to our place of center. So some of the tools that are coming forth in these particular times are the actual work with chakras. And because everyone is unique and everyone experiences what they do, we're getting a lot of different ways to work at chakras, with the chakras, because individuals are developing their own strategies. Yeah, there's some stuff from ancient mystery schools that has been around for a while that we can draw upon, but there are new modalities that are showing up on a daily basis about the nuances of how to work with chakras. And it's magnificent and beautiful. And so we're all, in a sense, helping and supporting one another to recreate and to reclaim, we'll call it, the true frequency of who we are, the great I am that I am, that shows up as me, as Mark Stanton Welch. So I think that's enough background, so let's get started. So the first thing I'm going to invite both of you to do, including myself, is to speak our names. And in a moment, I'll ask you to do that. Just some background quickly. Your name carries a frequency in the divine blueprint of who you are when you incarnated, essentially the essence of you as you have been through all of your incarnations and will continue to be even beyond this particular visit to the earth. So when you speak that name, you call back the energy of what you were when you entered and when you were a newborn at this point. And so what it does is it brings the cells back to a momentary alignment and brings the frequency back to the place of your true frequency. The more the name is said and the more that it is claimed, the more you have a tendency to be in that place. Now, by speaking the name, it also basically brings you to an awareness of your childhood self. And the interesting thing is that the child energy, especially in chakras 1, 2, and even into 3, this is where a lot of the woundings and a lot of the discomforts and a lot of the unexpressed things are kept. And it's the child's world where these woundings often occurred. So by bringing back and claiming the perfection of that child, we are in a process then of opening up a new conduit and a new opportunity for that child to clear these energies that perhaps he or she has acted upon and taken as gospel for most of our existing lives right now. So what this does is give the opportunity for the child to actually have a happy childhood. So by clearing these energies, it takes away some of the energetic responsibility of the child's to keep things safe, to keep things in place, and to keep the patterns of survival moving. So we are calling, by working with these particular frequencies into chakras, we're calling the child back home, if you will. So by speaking the name, we are just energizing and reawakening, as if that name is heard and the child who's doing whatever stops and hears it and then turns and looks up and listens. Because it's so wonderful to hear that full name. And the reason we use the full name is because that's the one that was defined. And defined at birth and made it. It was a choice made by you and by me and by each being that enters here. It carries a frequency that's essential to the life that is being set up. So there's a lot more to it, but for our intents and purposes, let's just experience right now. And on the count of 3, I'm going to invite you to speak your true name, your first, your middle, and last. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. So I'd like you to do that. Why don't you do both? I know you've changed your name, so use your birth name first, and then I'd like you to go ahead and use the other name as well. Claim them both. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask us... I'm sorry? Okay. There you are. Mark Stanton Welch. Okay, we call forth in this moment the wisdom that is contained in this particular frequency. And in this time together, we are calling the release of any energies and frequencies that are no longer relevant, that no longer have validity to the true expression of the I am, that each of us represents and shows up as. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Okay. We'll be using this name a great deal as we enter and move in and out of each of the particular chakras, and we'll use that as our returning home point. So I want you to think of your feet for the first moment here, and your feet upon the earth, and about 12 to 18 inches below the feet, there is a circular plate of energy that is now being deemed as the Earth Star Chakra. okay, this is a new bit of information that has come out in the last few years as the awareness of chakras and the awareness and the integration of the chakra energies has taken place. So this particular Earth Star chakra is actually, as I understand, the focal point of the energy coming to and from, excuse me, the Earth. So essentially, if you look at it as two columns of energy, one going up, one going down, and they enter, the one coming up through that particular Earth Star enters the left foot and moves up through the body. It's like a plumbing. It's like a tube that's running up, and that particular tube is carrying frequencies and energy and vibration from the Earth that is both empowering and also cleansing. And then conversely, down the right leg and out the right foot into that particular Earth Star chakra goes the energy that's moving out of the body. And we'll call it the toxicity, the energies of lower frequency. They are being put back into the Earth where they are then going to be used for the highest good of all involved. So that energy is transformed and utilized in various ways and is strictly energy. It has no use in us anymore, but there is use for it in this cosmos. So I want you to get the visual right now of that tube of light, basically an energy coming up through the left leg and then actually moving out through the right leg. So you have this sort of ongoing process where there's a cleansing. It's almost like if you've ever had a colonic, there's a process where the water goes in and the water goes out at the same time. So it's moving, and it's a constant moving. And the truth is whether we're aware of this or not, it is happening. Awareness actually amplifies the experience and allows us to use it for various purposes. So what I'd like us to do is to begin to use this particular Earth Star energy as a vehicle of cleansing and clarifying each of the chakras. So if you will, as it comes up the left leg, I want you to take it into the root area there. Now the root is oftentimes pictured right at the genitals, or it is coming at the perineum right down into the Earth as a cone of energy that's moving towards the Earth. It's often sometimes, it's been put at the bottom of the tailbone. So there are various locations for it, but you use your own inner wisdom to know where it is. And I'd like you to send the left side energy coming up through the Earth Star, through that, washing it of any particular frequencies that are of lower vibration and no longer relevant for you. And then sending it right down through the right tube back through the Earth Star into the Earth. And get this circuit going. So you visualize this process occurring. And the beauty of these times is that these energies were back in the 80s and prior to that, it was all about understanding the story and talking about it and finding out who are the culprits and who's involved and doing the rage work and doing the anger work or the fear work. The beauty of these times is it's all energy. And by bringing our awareness to just that root chakra area now, by the cleansing and the vibration of the frequencies coming up from the Earth, we are actually able to clear things out that we don't have to really understand what they are, but we know the work is being done. Okay, so keep that particular cycle going. And now you basically are going to run the energy up into the second chakra, which is about 2 inches below the navel, at the sacrum in the back. And we're going to concurrently run the energy up through that and then cleanse it right back down out through the right leg as well. So now you've got two channels of energy moving through you that are doing the cleansing. And then finally, we're going to move up to the solar plexus area and extend our tube coming up from the left and open up a conduit through that particular solar plexus. And then it connects with the expression and the release of the energy down through the right into the Earth. So the whole time we're doing the work this morning, I want you to just have the sense that these three particular cleansings are occurring at the particular rate that you can experience and tolerate and know that frequencies are being shifted and cleansed and amplified, and the new frequency is being returned back to the truth of your being and the true frequency that you are. That was a little wordy, but okay. If you have access to the page that I sent, and Patricia, I'm not sure that you have this with just the challenges that we had. Okay. Well, you've heard some of these things before. What we're going to do here is to do some chanting that goes along with each of these particular chakras. So right now with the Earth Star Chakra, there's a particular Native American chant called Wani Wachiolo. And Wani Wachiolo basically represents, it says, Wani Wachiolo, Wakan Katanka, Wakan Katanka. It is a Plains Indian chant that basically means, I stand here between Grandmother Earth and Grandfather Sky. I stand here dangling, in a sense, between the heavens and the earth in my frequency of the I am that I am. Okay, I've added all that other stuff at the end. But this basically will get us connected with that Earth Star and know that through the Earth Star and the concurrent Soul Star that is above our head, bringing in universal energy, where we are essentially in between this, we're going to sing it and recognize it. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka. Okay, I want to run through it one more time, and I invite you guys to sing along with me if you aren't already. Wani Wachiolo, Di Wachiolo, walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka. Wani Wachiolo, Wani Wachiolo, walk on Ketanka, walk on Ketanka. Take a breath, if you will. Amen. Okay, take a breath, and on the count of three, speak your true name, please. The one you came to this world with. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Some habits die hard. All right. That is a good question in these times. Okay, so know that the frequency that we've called forth with this particular chant, the Wani Wachiolo, is supporting the Earth Star, and it's supporting the process of us being a conduit of energy and clarity that comes through the earth, through the heavens simultaneously, to call us back to the frequency of the I am that I am that shows up as the name you just shared. This is a process that continues on regardless, again, of our awareness, regardless, again, of whether we believe in it or not. It is a process that's working and supporting. So while that continues and the cleansing process continues at the rate that we can experience it, we're going to move now to the actual root chakra and do some work with this particular chakra. Root chakra, in my experience, is really at the perineum, and I resonate with the particular funnel of energy that shoots straight down into the earth. And prior to me experiencing this awareness of the Earth Star, it was the vehicle that connected me to the earth. But now that I have that plate, I feel much like, I don't know if you ever read the Carlos Castaneda books, but there was this one, I think the Tales of Power, or one of the, I can't remember the title, but there was this one scene where Don Juan was walking across the edge of a waterfall, and he was up high and Carlos Castaneda was below. And so he was watching as Don Juan basically navigated across the edge of this waterfall seemingly effortlessly. And later on, when they had an opportunity to process and talk about that, Carlos asked him about how he was able to do that so easily and so smoothly. And basically, Don Juan shared that he basically ran this core of energy so that he basically was standing on a tripod. And so I've always held that image that whenever I go somewhere where I feel out of balance, I literally use that root chakra down through the perineum to send and create another, if you will, an appendage that basically connects me very much like a tripod to the earth so that I'm solid on the earth and can't fall. And I found it to be something of great value for me. So I want to add that. And I'm just realizing as my screensaver came off here that it was an affirmation I wanted to use for the Earth Star Chakra. So let's just back up for one quick moment. And the affirmation that I want to use, which is a statement of truth that is calling upon the truth of my being and being expressed through my words as an affirmation and a statement of truth. I'll say it and then I'll invite us to say it together. I now fully allow the support of the earth to nurture my foundation in all of my moments. And so it is. So if you'd like to say it after me, I'll give you the part and just repeat it. I now fully allow the support of the earth to nurture my foundation in all of my moments. And so it is. Okay, root chakra. The root chakra, basically, there's some characteristics about it. Let me just throw out a few here. Base of the spine, the perineum, are two locations of it. I've said that. It really is about foundation. It really is about the issues of allowing us to survive. All of the survival mechanisms that we carry in physical form are held in this particular area. So they are issues about just getting our needs met. They have to do with our sustenance, of our abundance, of our financial world. They have to do with, in a sense, of bringing people and creating community in our life, of having foundation within our own sense of self, our own self-esteem, our own sense of value. Now, when you start getting into childhood abuses and things that have occurred to us as individuals, these particular unresolved frequencies will have a tendency to attach themselves to root and second chakra, and they begin to compromise the body in various ways. Oftentimes, we just know we're these magnificent beings, but because of what has occurred and what has happened in our foundation, we're almost like a beautiful flower, but a cut flower in a vase. It's beautiful, but it's doomed. We literally have this magnificence that we have lost touch with. So the root chakra is so critical in terms of clearing and clarifying energies that allow us to pull in the magnificence of the earth and to pull in the support that comes naturally and by divine birthright in this particular dimension. So it's essential that we clear any of these particular frequencies right now. If you are going through experiences where you're in the process of terminating things in your life in terms of, say, relationship or creating a new home, you're in the process of moving, doing changes within your work world, adjusting and dealing with financial challenges and working with your own abundance and prosperity circles, then literally these particular issues are housed in the root chakra. And so as we work with that from this point on, we're going to ask that all of those lower frequency energies, from belief systems to past experiences to toxic energies as a result of injustices or things that have occurred to us in our unique lives up to this point, we're going to call for the release and the clarifying and the ending of those frequencies to be sent out through that conduit of energy that's pouring through from the earth star. So we're going to basically set that intention. Each of the particular chakras has a keynote of a frequency as well as a phonetic that really hones in that particular sound. And the jury's out on what those frequencies are, but I really like to use the C scale, which is... So that goes through our seven chakras up to the actual eighth, the earth star, or the soul star chakra. So we're going to take the root, the note C, and we are going to take the phonetic It's a UH sound, as in love. And it's a sound really that it's a kind of a guy sound on Sunday afternoon. They sit down on the couch and they go, as they sit ready to watch the football game. So, you know, certainly women are capable of making that sound, but that's my reference to it. So what we can do right now is to basically sustain a tone. And by sustaining this tone, we are inviting through the process of what's called entrainment or resonance to bring that chakra back up to its frequency. Now, the actual existing frequency is close to C, but for each of us, it could have a little nuance of shift. like mine might be 256.5 cycles per second, and Patricia, yours might be 256.57, and then Liala, it may be 256.65, but there's a subtle difference, but there's enough to be close enough. So by using this frequency that we're using here, it is going to bring us back to a place that's close enough, so that then the inner wisdom of the body brings it back to where it's supposed to be. So we're going to do this in several ways. I'm just going to make the tone using the phonetic, and then we will just go ahead and sustain it for about a minute's time. And if you need to take a breath in the middle of that, go ahead, and we'll just do it until we feel that we are done with sustaining and putting that frequency in there. So take a breath, if you will. And on a count of three, speak your true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And here we go. Take a breath. I want you to say this after me, if you choose. I am, in all my energy bodies, and in all dimensions, safe, protected, abundant, peaceful, and cared for. And so it is. I am in all my energy bodies. And in all dimensions. Safe, protected, abundant, peaceful, and cared for. And so it is. And so it is. There's a particular chant that we can use, and it comes from the Atlantean tradition. And regardless of what you believe or personally experience about Atlantis, I think it's a great idea, and the chant actually works for me. And the actual words are Ale. So repeat that, please. Ale. Ale O. Ale O U. Ale O U, and then it's Faro, and I forgot to write that down on there. Ale O U Faro. Can you say that? All right. And basically the Ale O'u part balances the meridians, the lines of energy that move through us in a vertical process. And then it calls upon with the Faro, it calls upon the nature spirits to come and to pull us and to connect us to the earth through their particular frequency and their particular energies. So as we sing through this particular chant, I'm going to ask you guys to have the vision that all of your meridians are basically clearing and cleansing. to bring you back into a place of solid foundation and a place of balance. And as you are, then your own particular version and vision of what the nature spirits look like, know that they are also being present to bring your awareness to your feet and be awareness and the awareness to the connection to the earth and all the nurturing and the sustenance and foundation that the earth can provide and does provide. So we let that in. So I'm going to sing through it, and join me as you can. We're going to run through it about 7 times. Ale. Okay, know that the work has been done by those particular frequencies and the intention behind that particular chant. So we give great gratitude for that experience. And take a breath. And on the count of 3, speak your true name. 1, 2, 3. Mark Stanton Welch. So the root chakra particularly is it's essential. I had a reading really a couple years ago that was... And I had had some childhood issues that were pretty intense for me, like so many of us have had. And they had an impact on me in that they brought me to a perspective that I questioned my own value in the world. And so for a long time, this undercurrent of energy was the vehicle that was basically causing me to make choices that would sabotage my own success, would sabotage relationships, it would keep me from moving forward in my life and really experiencing the fullness of this dimension in ways that are available to me. And what I had basically done is to create it was like a rent or a space between the first and second chakras. And so there was a gap there. And so no matter how much foundational work I did, it was not getting through. It was not getting up into the additional chakras. And so I was kind of running on empty for a period of time. And until I got some awareness on that, was actually able to infuse frequencies and energies and intention and light into that particular space that I was able to collapse it. Now, after I had collapsed that particular space and began to fill it in with that energy and so that I had a conduit running through me, it wasn't long after that that I became aware of the actual injustices that were perpetuated upon me as a boy so that I was able to clear those frequencies. Once that was done, then my whole experience of feeling my lack of value, of questioning myself, basically evaporated. And I was able to begin to take and make choices and take action in my life in ways that I had not been able to do before. So it was really important that I was able to eventually get the energy and frequencies of the earth to move through that particular root chakra. Now, that was my particular journey. Now, it's interesting that with all these value issues I had, that when I was a teacher and even in my music, so much of what I offered before I was even aware of this was about self-esteem, about really appreciating oneself and nurturing oneself and taking good care of oneself. So in a sense, my higher self was calling me to do the work that I really had no idea why I was doing, but it was doing the work to actually bring me back eventually to the awareness of this foundation issue. So we all have our stories. We all have our experiences that bring us to this moment. And it's those beautiful stories and those experiences that allow us to basically create the vehicle that we are, that so that we can be present for ourselves and others in ways and frequencies that are unique and will attract those into our life who resonate with those particular frequencies. So I think it's a beautiful process. So paying attention to the root chakra is pretty powerful and pretty cleansing because it is so foundational. And in my opinion, the work that is done in the root is enough to begin to clear that which is above it. So a lot of the stuff that is being sustained by the root chakra energies and the frequencies there can clear out once we've done the work in the root chakra, so that we don't have to deal with all this stuff in the upper chakras because it gets cleared anyway. That's my particular experience and my perspective as well. I want to call forth now a particular mantra from the Tibetan tradition. It's called Hung Vajra Pe. And the Hung Vajra Pe is a beautiful mantra that protects us. And it allows us to put a cocoon of light and safety that keeps lower frequency energies out of us, out of our particular field. And it has been done for thousands and thousands and thousands of years and spoken millions of times. So when we speak it, we call forth the frequencies and all those times that were spoken and the intentions. It's a very powerful protective mantra that will allow us to walk our path with that sense of confidence and safety, knowing that frequencies that are not of our making have no access to us and have no power over us. So once again, it's Hung Vajra Pe. So we're going to speak this particular one, and we're going to do it 108 times. Mantric traditions from the Hindu tradition are actually done 108 times. It's mala beads. If you have those, there's the counters so that you can do it. I don't particularly know where 108 came from. It may be like the story of the woman, the family who always cut the end of the ham off before they put it in the pan, and then finally, somebody down the generational line said, why do we do this? And they went back and found that excellent. I knew there was an answer. I really did. Yeah. Okay. Give me one. What's that? Well, we're talking about the 108. Well, I didn't get a chance to finish the story, but this finished story was basically that when they found out that the grandmother, the pan was just too small for the ham, so she cut it off. But it became a tradition that that's what you did. And they began to think that that was the whole reason for, you know, that made it taste good and all of that. But it had nothing to do with it. It was just the original pan was too small. So now I've been corrected to realize that there obviously was a reason for it. And there are obviously many reasons for it. So with no disrespect to the Hindu culture and that history that's there, I just found that sometimes. All right. So what was one of the reasons for the 108 mathematically? Okay, it's like some of the great numbers, the repetition and the process, you know, the sevens, the nines, the whole numerology experience, and the sacred geometric foundation of the universe is based upon mathematics and those numbers. So, yeah, you know, I'll do some research on that stuff. I don't want to distract our time by you going on there because I have a lot I want to do, and I don't want to put you in any way on the spot or anything and say, hey, what? No, not at all. But that's, yeah. Well, hallelujah. And I'll go ahead and do that research myself. And thank you for that. Hung Vajra Pe. So the idea is we're going to start saying that as we do it and get used to the process, we're going to be speeding it up. So we're going to do it 108 times. And in this process, I'd like you to just be aware of the fact that this particular cocoon of light and safety is surrounding you and protecting you and will continue to do so from this point forth. If you want, you can expand that particular cocoon of light and energy out and engulf your particular home, your domicile of where you are, out into your community, and you can expand it eventually out to engulf the earth, which is one of the intentions of this particular mantra. So it is working in many levels. Hung Vajrape, 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 Hung Vajrape. Speed it up. Hung Vajrape, 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 Hung Vajrape. All right, 108 times. Were you counting in a different way? Okay. Yeah, I was. I was doing the finger counting. I'm thinking it made it. But I got mesmerized by the time delay on some of our so we were all doing it in a different place. And it was really kind of, wow, that's cool. Nice delay. So I believe I got 108 according to my digits. But at any rate, what we've done is empowered and protected ourselves in a way that creates a cocoon of safety that is impenetrable to energies of lower frequency, as so intended, and so it is. All right, one more song that I want to do for this chakra before we move up. This particular chakra is so powerful and so important that I just wanted to add one more piece to it. It's beautiful to have mantras. It's beautiful to use chants, especially from different traditions. And it's also nice at times to have English lyrics that support what we're doing. Because when you align music, especially intentional music that's put into the place of where it is to be, is to serve, and then you attach lyric to it that is supporting of that, it is a very powerful process. So this particular song is called Roots. It goes, solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Down into the earth, my roots go down. Let's do that. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Down into the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Down into the earth, my roots go down. New part. Grounded, balanced, feel myself upon the earth. Repeat. grounded, balanced, feel myself upon the earth. And then I say, fully in the moment, fully in the moment. Feel it as the energy tingles my feet. Feel it as the energy tingles my feet. Rising up to the heart of me. Rising up to the heart of me. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Down into the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Down into the earth, my roots go down. Grounded, balanced, feel myself upon this earth. Grounded, balanced, feel myself upon this earth. Fully in the moment, fully in the moment. Feel it as the energy tingles my feet. Feel it as the energy tingles my feet. Rising up to the heart of me. Rising up to the heart of me. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Solid on the earth, my roots go down. Down into the earth, my roots go down. And so it is. Calling to memory and calling to our awareness again that the earth star, the energy coming up through the earth and moving through the root chakra, cleansing and clarifying energies of lower frequency. There's a process that continues and goes onward. As the events of our life occur, this process will keep clarifying and keep cleansing those particular frequencies. Okay, one more time. I am in all my energy bodies. Repeat. I am in all my energy bodies and in all dimensions, and in all dimensions. Safe, protected, abundant. Peaceful and cared for. And so it is. So, you know, it's nice to have the color red around. Red will really support the root chakra. So if you find yourself and you look in the closet in the morning when you're ready to go out into the day and the red starts to look at you, know that your foundation is calling you for some support. And you can add any of these things that we've done here, whether it's the even the Wani Wachiolo chant, Solid on the Earth, the Atlantean chant, the Ale O'u Fauro, the Hung Vajrape, any statement that claims and calls forth the support of the earth and of the cosmos to support you in your foundation will help you to be present with that. One other thing about each of the chakras, they are aligned with particular, we call them the glands. Now, the root chakra is aligned with the frequency from the adrenals. And I have a tuning fork here that carries a particular frequency that is the frequency of the healthy adrenals. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the fork and then let the tone resonate through the microphone here so you guys can have it. Okay, so just take a breath while I go ahead and get this ready to go, and I'll sustain the tone in there. I'll also hit it on the mic at one point, and it'll bring in some of the harmonics, so it'll be a richer and fuller sound. And again. Whoops. And one last time. Okay. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So it looks like we're going to have time from the point that we began. We're going to go ahead and immerse ourselves in the sacral chakra as well. And then it looks like we're not going to get to the solar plexus this particular session. But the work we've done in the root and in the fact that we have the Earth Star running its sort of rotor-rooter process, the energizing and cleansing process that's a constant going, I think those are beautiful foundations to have. So let's move up to the sacral chakra. Second chakra is a powerful, powerful place. It wouldn't necessarily be, it's kind of a greatest hits of our life in so many ways because it carries, it's the seat of creativity, it's the seat of passion and sensuality, and it's the seat along with the first chakra of sexuality as well. It is also the area where our celebration of life takes place. It's the area where our greatest woundings are held energetically, where strong emotion, especially the emotion of fear, hangs out. And this is an area that so often gets compromised by us not being allowed to speak our truth. The second chakra, the sacral chakra, is directly in alignment and connection with the throat chakra in that one, when you clear one, you clear the other. So a lot of the unexpressed stuff has caused a backup of energy in the second chakra. When we are not allowed to speak our truth, that energy has to sustain somewhere, and it stays typically in second chakra. And this is why at some point so many people go through issues at lumbar 5, lumbar 6, and a lot of the particular frequency are the lower back issues that have a tendency to pop up as a result of so much stress has been put into this as a result of energies that have compromised that. If you have any issues that have to do with the intestinal tract, this is particularly an indication that there's been some blockage there. If you feel disempowered in being able to speak your truth, if you feel like fear runs your life, if you have a tendency to have anxiety over things and to wonder and paint pictures of doom and gloom or pictures where things are not going to work out or have a tendency to kind of always take the downside on things and think that you might not be supported, that's a frequency of an indication that there's a frequency disorder in the second chakra as well. If you have had any abuses of any kind, verbal, sexual, physical, emotional, or been ignored, these are the areas where our own value issues have a tendency to show up. I've had lower back at one point a long time ago. I thought it was a result of lifting a box of cords at the end of a gig, which was the trigger. But the area had been made fertile, in a sense, for that to happen, because when it did, it pushed me in a different direction and started me looking at some of those issues that I had experienced as a boy. So I had enough of the inner wisdom that said, this is not just a random experience. So the truth is if we can maintain a regular maintenance program of the chakras and clearing energy and expressing the vibrations and expressing the sound of our moments and expressing the words, then we have a tendency to preclude ourselves and prevent ourselves from actually having to go through physical challenges. The physical dimension is the lowest vibration, and so things take a long time before they actually start showing up in the physical so that we can notice them. So it's the wise one who pays attention to the subtle nuances and the subtleties of the way the body is trying to get our attention to clear and cleanse. Even a daily process of doing all of the chakras and cleansing before you go to bed is a powerful process. And that can actually be done by just running sirens and doing something called toning. And that will allow like a... And then coming back down, it's almost like shaking the rug out. And any energies that are attached to us through the course of the day will be shaken off. So that was just something additional, not about necessarily the sacral chakra, but about them all. So here we are at the pitch for the sacral chakra. The pitch is going to be D if we follow our C scale. That's our pitch, and the phonetic is actually ooh, ooh. And this will go ahead and pinpoint the sound into the sacral chakra. So we're going to take a breath. And count of three, speak our true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And we're going to use a phonetic ooh and sustain it through a period of time, taking breath as necessary. Take a breath. Now you'll find that if you're able to sustain the tone and it doesn't waver, it's usually and hold and have a strong breath through the whole process of the tone. That's an indicator that there's good alignment in that particular chakra. If you find that you take a breath and make a sound, and next thing you got to take a breath again. That basically is telling you that there's some compromise in that particular chakra, so you'll just need to stick with it. If you stick with it, you'll find that you'll be able to sustain a tone as it clears, and your breath can seemingly go on for a long period of time as you sustain that tone. If the tone has a tendency to waver in pitch, that's also an indication that there's some frequencies there that are being cleansed and cleared, and the droppings in pitch and the fluctuations are actually the movement of those frequencies going out. So again, stay with it. If you can do this for up to 3 minutes, then basically you can reach a point where you've got good sustain and you've also got a pure tone, which is a beautiful indicator that all is well in that particular chakra land. Now, if you don't have an instrument around or a guitarist or to walk around with you while you work on these, you can actually find these particular frequencies by just using your own inner awareness of your body and kind of dropping the tone. So let's say that I'm going to use the phonetic and I'm going to let my voice drop until I feel like there's a pitch where it resonates at down at the perineum area for me. So it would go something like this. Okay, that particular note there is the one that works for me in the moment in time. That is actually far from the actual C that I was using. It's an E, and it's the lower E. So it's related to it in the scale, but it's a harmonic of the C. And that is the nature of music and the nature of sound. It does have these harmonics that work. So I'm just saying that because the pitch really wasn't the one that I gave us on the guitar earlier. But for me, that one actually resonated a lot better. So that's how you can find it. So I use the phonetic and then drop myself into it. So let me see if I can find the pitch for my sacrum. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, that's the one that works for me at that moment in time. And it's way off from the D. So the pitch from the actual instrument will bring it back to the ballpark, but you can actually be more accurate if you just trust your own inner wisdom and feel, because it'll resonate the area if you use the phonetic. So, sacral chakra is really all about letting go of things and not carrying the frequencies and the energies of the past. So I've got a song that I've used many, many times that it's called "Ain't Gonna Carry That Load No More." And it works very well for letting go of these frequencies. So take a breath. And if there's anything within this particular chakra right now that you feel is ready to release, then you want to hold it in your awareness as we sing through this song. And then the other thing is that knowing that what the intention is that we're clearing lower frequencies here, as the Earth Star Chakra is actually doing that with the Roto-Rooter process. Anything that just is a lower frequency is going to clear. And again, we don't need to understand what it is. We're just setting the intention that it return to a place of clarity. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. So let's do that a few times. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna take that pain and lay it down, 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 down. I ain't gonna carry that load no more. I ain't gonna carry that load. I'm gonna let go. I'm gonna let go. I have 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 let go. Hallelujah. So it is. So it is. And so it is. All right, on count of three, speak your true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. All right. Okay, claim that space. Second chakra is about good self-care. The more we pay attention to what our needs are and really take care of them ourselves, the more we keep our system purring. Root chakra, second chakra are all about self-care. So I wanted to just add this particular song to it. I must take good care of me. I must take good care of me. Give my love to every moment. Set my power free. Nurture with compassion every holy cell in me, as this I know, I shall grow. I must take good care. I must take good care of me. I must take good care of me. Give my love to every moment. Give my love to every moment. Set my power free. Set my power free. Nurture with compassion. Nurture with compassion. Every holy cell in me. Every holy cell in me. As this I know. As this I know. I shall grow. I shall grow. Take good care of me. Amen. So taking good care. One way that I've been taking better care of myself and good care is to, as much as possible, which has been almost every day right now, is at the end of the day, go down to the ocean and walk in the water and use the vibration and the coldness and all of the earth energy that's there to just send anything that is not of my vibration out through my feet into the earth. And I've just really enjoyed it so much. And it's usually around sunset time, so I'm able to experience the visual and experience the vibration of that time and to let go as a release. So that's been a really powerful self-care process for me. So what's one way, Patricia, that you are either taking good care of yourself or going to add to your list of ways that you actually take care of yourself? Why don't we make a statement right now? Patricia? So the clutter is not around to distract your energy. Excellent. And I will hold that vision that that is what you're doing as I look at my desk with paper stacks. Personal reminder. Layala, how about you? Well, is it? Excellent. And I'm sure that will actually help with the clutter. Because drumming is so energizing that it gives you like, oh my God, you start noticing things in a different vibration and go, I got a moment. I'm going to click, pick this thing up, put that away. I find that if it's done in spurts, man, it's like so manageable. And then there are those days of the great purge and the great cleanse where everything gets done. I've actually just gone through a time when I've been here 13 years, and there are some places behind places that have not been touched in those 13 years. And over the past week, I have taken one space each day and gone in there with vacuum and gas mask and everything else to clean out the debris there. And it really has had a vibrational effect on me. And it's potent. You know, I just want to underscore that anything that we do that affirms our magnificence in action is amplified by the universe right now. It's amplified by those frequencies coming in. Any step we take towards reclaiming that essence of who we are, which is clear and clean and balanced and all of those elements, and then how it shows up around us is being supported. And so there were times in the past that I'd clean and then it would be done and to be like, oh yeah, that's nice. And then go along and then forget about it. But now I keep noticing. It's like it just keeps showing up for me about how good that feels and how good it feels to have that sort of clarity. And it reflects my inner, and then the outer shows up just as the inner. So hallelujah for these times. Hallelujah. So be grounded in the holidays and stay solid on the earth and really do self-care and nurture oneself. So blessings to you both. Yeah, likewise. Okay, so that's it. So blessings. Bye-bye.